Welcome to Lanyap, a feature about people, events, and issues on 90.3 Public Radio KEDM. I'm Corey Crow, joined by Mary Barrios of the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Corey. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, we're glad you're here today for, I got to brush up on my Spanish a little bit here. Dia de la Familia.
Good job. That's right.
Okay,
that's
I got really familia. Good. That's family.
Right.
Dia de.
Uh-huh.
Day of the family.
Perfect.
Wow. That's great for a guy that never had Spanish. Tell me a little bit about the Dia de la Familia.
It is our sixth annual Dia de la Familia. It's an event that we host in partnership with Lake Darbon State Park. It will be this Saturday, September 17th from 10 to 2. And we just celebrate our growing Hispanic community, and we invite people to come out and celebrate with us.
You've got a fun day, it looks like, scheduled, and it starts fairly early in the morning. You've got a walk-run. I would be good at the walk part, not the run part. Tell me a little bit about the walk-run and what's going on and what you're doing that for.
It is a mile through the woods of the park, which is really beautiful. So it's a mile long. But it's actually to support a Dia de la Familia scholarship fund. That's something that we've dreamed about doing for quite some time. And so all proceeds will benefit a Hispanic student from Union Parish who's going to college for the next year.
Oh, very cool. That sounds like a great opportunity to come out and enjoy what should be a nice brisk morning, I'm hoping, for you guys. Although it was kind of hot and humid today, it should cool off a little this weekend. There is a lot of other things going on well at the park this weekend.
Yes, and we also will have music, and we are going to have some mariachis. Mariachi America's coming, and so we're super excited because we've wanted to have mariachis every Dia de la Familia, but this is the first year that we've actually found a group that we could afford and who'd be willing to come. So we're super excited about that. There's food, local churches and groups will cook food on site, so if you like some really good, authentic Hispanic food, please come. There's a youth area, a kids zone, so there's just tons of stuff to do together as a family.
Well, talk to me. Let's go back to that run a minute. I just noticed on my notes here, it's a color run. Is that the one where they throw all the stuff at you?
That's right. We couldn't actually have a very colorful Hispanic event without throwing a bunch of colors on you. So we're very excited about it. We have a group of local Hispanic youth that are helping with that. And so they're excited about being able to do that too. So.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And the event starts with the walk run at registration at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. What time does the rest of the activities get going?
At 10 o'clock from 10 to 2 is actually when we'll start the official events for Dia de la Familia. There's going to be food contests as well. There's door prizes. We also will have kayaking demonstrations because one of the things we want to do is promote healthy living, active lifestyles, as well as our state park.
Talk to me a little bit about why a day in North Louisiana for Hispanic families.
I think it actually started as a fundraiser and it grew from there because people were really excited about having a day that belonged to them. And so this is actually, while the Children's Coalition is involved, but it's really a committee of local people who are actually really actively involved in planning this event.
And I guess a lot of people don't maybe interact or see the Hispanic community a lot. A lot of Hispanic folks in the area.
That's right. And this is a day that, as a matter of fact, you'll hear Spanish. You'll see a lot of cultural things. You'll get to meet and interact with a lot of Hispanic families. The resources even that are available that day there are actually promoting how they cater to Hispanic families. So I think it's a great day whether you're Hispanic or not to come out and see the day.
One of the highlights of the day is talking a little bit about physical fitness, getting off the couch and getting out and doing some work, maybe losing a few pounds. Talk to me about that.
Sure. I think that's where the partnership with Lake Darbon State Park is such a great part of Dia de la Familia. They actually said, look, we don't have a lot of Hispanic families that come out to the park when we started partnering with them 5 years ago. So this is a way for us to show families, hey, you can come out here. There's tennis courts. There's a swimming pool. There's kayaking. There's anything that you could potentially think about doing outside, outdoors. This is a great way for you to spend time with your family that's active. Well, so even our door prizes, we give out things that are like bikes, footballs, basketballs, anything to promote active play.
Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun. Now, this is not the first one. You've done this before.
Yes, that's right. It's our sixth annual.
Sixth annual. So growing every year?
We had almost 500 show up last year. So,
wow.
And Union General Hospital is actually sponsoring free admission for the first 250 people. So we encourage you to come out early and get free admission into the event.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun to be had out at Lake Darbone State Park this weekend. And let me ask a little bit more about the organization. Do you guys, are you doing anything else during the year as a Hispanic group, or is this your one event that you do, your big one for the year?
This is the big event that we do actually with this committee, but I think that's where we're expanding our work into working with Hispanic youth, which is what this scholarship is actually one of the first things that we're doing with them. But the Children's Coalition is actively involved in Union Parish and does, I actually do a project called UAC that works with youth in reducing underage drinking and prescription drugs. We have Al's Pals. We have Signs of Suicide. I could go on and on. We do a lot of work in Union Parish, so this is just one of the things that we do to address issues happening in our community.
If there was a person out there that wanted to find out a little more, is there a website or somewhere they can go, a Facebook or a website, to find out more about your Dia? You say it way better than I do. Say it again. Let's hear it in the proper accent.
Sure. Dia de la Familia.
Yeah, mine was nowhere close.
And we do have an event page on Facebook. They can also contact me. My number is 337-257-2122, or they can call our office, 318-323-8775.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in. That is Mary Barrios with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana, Dia de la Familia.
Good job, Corey.
That was close Good enough. Job. Anyway, thank you for coming in, Mary.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. And for more information, you can visit our website, ketm.org.